Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Judith Glaser. She's the author of so many important books on conversational intelligence and emotional intelligence. Judy, remind us of the new one. I'm on the road, so I don't have your books in front of me.
The one that I want everybody to tap into is The Conversational Intelligence. So you can get it in Amazon. Yeah. I have a website with that name.
It's the book that's changing the world, folks. I mean, the people who around the world who are finding their way to Judy because of that book and because of her work and her research. This is not some ideas she pulled out of her head like a lot of talk show hosts do. You know, she's a serious lady. Judy, I have to have some fun with you though about this. Because earlier you talked about level one in the conversational intelligence, kind of like just the facts, ma'am, right? Just the facts, ma'am. You know, I ask you a question, I want you to answer me, then we move on. No oxytocin, no cortisol, just pretty much. And as you were saying that, I thought, that's how guys talk to each other most of the time. See? And I go talk to someone, and they tell me something, and then I tell my wife about it. She says, oh, yeah, well, what color was that? I don't know what color it was. I just know that they went there. I just know that they got back. So-and-so just got back. Oh, yeah, when did they get back? I don't know. I don't care. But she wants to know all this stuff, see?
Yes.
And she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand as a guy why I don't want to ask more questions. I said, "Look, if you want to know more, go call your girlfriends or go call them yourself." But I'm just giving you a report. That's all I needed. I'm on level one here.
Yes, and so, you want to know, is that always like
so
what
do
men
women
are like?
Do women spend more time? And I'm you know Judy, you know I love you, and ladies, please, you know how much I love you too. But do women spend more time at level three than level one?
Totally. They slide into it really easily.
They almost live there, don't they?
Well, their brain has the capacity to hold so much more information, data points about people, because that's what we focus on. We're the protectors.
But in that collection, does it also make it more difficult to triage, to discriminate against the signal and the noise?
So if
I want to know information, I just need certain things to get this thing done, this job done. You know, the other can come later, but right now this is what I need. But are you more likely to want to get all of it all at once?
I don't want to generalize because, you know, I happen to be more like a guy than a woman.
I believe that. But still, and the only reason I even have these conversations is to help business owners, men and women, become better decision makers.
Right. So I want to put a stake in the ground. Here's my stake in the ground. Level one is useful. I'm not saying don't do it ever. I'm not saying guys shouldn't do it. I'm not judging it. Sometimes you just have to pass through, you know, what's going on. Let me double check so that I can do something. And I want to be right. And I want to check in with you about it. So it's not bad. Where it's bad is when people start to just hang around and let me tell you what I'm thinking. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't listen.
That's level two.
So you get into level two, and now you're the boss. You have an idea and you want to influence people. Again, sometimes that's important. I'm in a business. There are five of us in this business. Today I'm going to take over and give you some ideas about what I want to do for the future. I have to have those ideas.
Right.
I have to be prescriptive. I have to say
the most important thing I've learned about what you taught us is that there are the three levels and to be aware of what's going on. When I'm you know, sometimes on my show I have to be in level two because I have to go to commercial. Right?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, you need to be quiet, so I go to commercial. But you know, but it's important. Isn't it important if we're gonna become a better conversation, if you're gonna become have a better use of your brain and build better relationships to understand these three levels, right? That's what the book's all about, folks.
It's understand them and navigate with them, meaning you have the right, every human being has the right to call which level you want to be in because you know it's going to help move something forward. They all have that capacity. So pick the right level. This is, I have clients say, if you pick the right level, your life is going to change.
Well,
you're going to get,
another thing to me, the more you think about it like this, the more the easier it'll be for you to become more self-aware. Because when I'm in my most level two moment, I know it because I'm self-aware, and I get out of it. I try to get out of it. I say, "Whoop! I'm being a little bossy here. I'm gonna back off."
That's right. So you get mastery
because
over
because
yourself.
I'm aware of it. But if you're if you're not aware, that then you're a bore. Right.
So you just told the most important thing of all of my work. So I just want to underscore it for people. If you are self-aware, that means that you have an intention. So you do things with people, but you are also aware of the impact. You think, oh my God, was that the right thing to do? We call that the third eye. And the most successful people in the world, my research has shown that leaders that have that capacity to link intention and impact notice how they're impacting people, and then move in a different direction if they have to, navigate differently, they will be the most successful people in their business, in their relationships, in their family, everywhere.
Hey, Judy, I got to go, but listen, I miss having you on the show. We don't have you on enough. Will you come back sooner than later?
I would love to.
Talking. Next time, I wanted to get this out, but next time, I want to talk. Let's get you back on real soon, because I want to talk about some of these people you've been interviewing.
Oh, yes.
Can we do Francis that?
Francis Hesselbein, yes. Alan Mulally, all these incredible people.
Let's do that next time, okay?
Okay.
Give us the website quickly. Website.
ConversationalIntelligence.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. Judy Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.